as the young people and children go out. We've got in the service a season of invitation, opportunity for feedback, testimony and reflection. And you may remember, you've probably forgotten, that I preached on a season of invitation. And we challenged ourselves to invite people to the harvest service and to consider inviting people to last night's meal. So it's really important that we continue having a conversation about this. And it needs to be a conversation that is positive, joyful, but also reflective on some of the challenges that we're having. So I wasn't here last Sunday, so I'm not sure how many people came who maybe wouldn't have come otherwise. But I just wanted an opportunity for people to share their challenges, their experiences, if they tried to invite somebody, if they thought about it and hadn't done, if anyone had actually come. So it's really open mic time. Oh, I've got a hand up there.
It wasn't me who invited somebody, it was Jane. Jane invited a little friend yesterday to the harvest supper. She really enjoyed herself, and Jane really enjoyed having a friend with her because she's missing Chloe a bit at the moment. But her friend openly asked about coming on Sundays. So please can we pray for Ashley and pray for Jane that she continues with that relationship, and hopefully we'll see future, if not here, maybe at Thirst or at some of the other youth group stuff that they both go to.
Can we have a round of applause for that? Brilliant. Excellent.
I've not invited anybody, but I've heard a few people say, wow, that's not me. I want to say, I look around this congregation, I see emails from people, I'm taking somebody up to hospital for a cancer appointment, I'm working in a charity shop. It is you. Jeremy's way of doing it might not be you, but there's many people very quietly talking to people about faith, either by supporting them in Jesus' love or by talking to them. So don't think it's not you.
I, as you all know, I am involved in a home group that's not part of St James called Mums and More. We have had some difficulties in our group over recent months, and we've made the decision to split. And it's been really, really hard. It's caused a lot of upset. But I'm pleased to say the new group, which I'm leading, has worked. We're managing to keep it together, and we're still meeting and sharing our faith and our, well, not just our faith, but just our life, our family situations. And it's been a real blessing to me, and hopefully to my girlfriends too.
And that was a considered plan to split, wasn't it? It wasn't you fell out with each other?
No.
Yeah, so it's part of growing. Yeah, brilliant.
Praise the Lord. God is faithful. God is awesome. My family is blessed with a twin a few days ago. The woman aged 57. It was amazing. So God is still in the miracle. He's still in the ministry of miracle. Thank God.
Wow, fantastic. Fantastic. Anyone else? Frank?
This isn't really about last Sunday. It's about last night. And Pete has agreed with me here. We had two of the ones around here, which is Yeldall and Jack. And we had a man from Yeldall who told us his story, and it was brilliant how he came from nothing and Yeldall has saved him. And the one thing he did mention, and I can't remember whether it was him or the Jack man, said, he thinks of life as a cliff. Yeldall people are at the bottom, picking up the pieces and putting them back together. Jack are the people at the top who are trying to stop people from going over the edge, building a fence. So I think with these two local charities that we support, we should really support them wholeheartedly, not only with prayer, but with money where we can. Because if one can stop the other happening, it will be a great help.
Anyone else? Great. Well, thanks for those reflections and some real encouragement there, I think, for us all. And one of the things we've been doing in our home group is just looking at what our networks are like. And I think just recognising that some of us haven't got many networks or our networks aren't around. They're at work. So this is where it's a long-term plan in terms of how we develop our approach, develop people we can talk to, develop we can invite, and also use the things that Jane was talking about, our interactions, our service, as opportunities to share the gospel with people. Thanks for that.